Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
And joining us first up is Graham Hinton. He sits well. He opens his door and Peter Volandis is right there. That's how close he is to the main office of PVL. Morning to you, Graham.
G'day, Andrew. How are you going?
Am I right or am I exaggerating there a little bit?
Pretty damn close. Pretty close.
Look, it's just been an enormous period. I did a Melbourne interview last night, I must admit, and they were getting stuck into me for the date and everything like that. But I think by the time I got to the end of it, I nearly convinced them that this will be a positive for Australian racing.
Look, we certainly think so too. And the key point there is it's a race restricted to four-year-olds. We're not taking one of their major races head on. And it's a gap in the calendar that we've been able to highlight and now promote.
You've been very much, and Russell Balding announced this first up yesterday in the announcement, that you've been looking at doing something extra in the spring. You've got the Everest, but you felt that, you know, there was a lot more energy that Racing New South Wales could put into this period.
That's exactly right. And the key reason there is all the major footy codes are all finished by that time of year. So you've got clear air and the opportunity to promote racing. It's daylight savings, a lot of kids' sports over. It's a great time to get people out to the track and out to your pubs and clubs and having a bet. So we're going to make sure we've got high-quality racing in Sydney all through spring.
Graham, the one thing that I want to talk about this morning outside the makeup of this race worth $7.5 million is the charity side. Can you take us through for our listeners how this is all going to work?
No worries. So the prize money for the race is $7.5 million, and what we've said is 10% of that prize money will be donated to charity. And the way that will work is each contestant in the race, their connections will nominate a charity. We'll make sure that's a bona fide charity and, you know, someone that's going to do the right thing with those funds. And depending on where they finish in the race, that charity will share 10% of that prize money. So first place is $4.1 million. So whoever that charity may be that's associated with that runner will win $410,000 that will be paid by Racing New South Wales.
And obviously this is something that the board and Peter and everyone else associated about around this race. What made you go towards the charity side of things with a race like this?
Well, it's a great opportunity for racing to give something back to the community and engage the community in a feature race like this. And what is great about it is it's not just one charity that's going to benefit. There are 16 runners in the race, and every runner will have a charity attached to it. So those funds will be spread far and wide. Great opportunity for racing to give something back. And what we hope to see is those charities then getting behind that race. Come out and cheer on your horse.
Yeah. Look, I see it in other racing codes that have looked at this sort of thing that I know down in Victoria they have a smaller greyhound race, but it brings communities from all places of Victoria. And if it can work in a far bigger way with a race like the Golden Eagle, then it's going to bring so many extra people to Rose Hill.
Look, we certainly hope so. And I will say, I don't think anyone's ever done it on the sort of scale that we're attempting Certainly great PR for racing.
It will be. The other key player is Rose Hill. The western suburbs, yesterday at the announcement, I go back to it a number of times here, Graham, but certainly from a Racing New South Wales and an ATC link, the Australian Turf Club, you were very much looking at putting Rose Hill into the spring.
That's exactly right. An opportunity to celebrate racing in Sydney's west and really cut through to the community out there, like the Everest has done in the eastern suburbs of Sydney.
For sure. And have you had a reaction to that already?
Quite a bit. I must say one of the two key things for us in the feedback that's come out of this, which is great to see, the four-year-old concept. A lot of people have really grabbed hold of that and loved that as a unique race to target, but also Rose Hill. It just captured people's attention because a lot of what was out in the press and the rumours circulating was just the assumption that, well, all we do is race big races at Randwick, which isn't the case.
And the one thing with that is the amount of facility upgrades that have taken place at Rose Hill in just, well, I'll say 2 to 4 years, somewhere around that time frame.
That's exactly right. The grandstand there and all the bars and the general public areas are phenomenal. And they've also got the exhibition centre and the pavilion, which are perfectly made for major race days. So there's zero investment needed to really ramp that up to a large crowd.
I've spoken with a lot of trainers since the announcement, and I think most of them, in fairness, and we're going to talk to Chris Lee shortly and Ollie Coolman from the Autumn Sun team, but I think most of them are saying, look, it's fantastic, but let us get through the autumn. Their horses need to run well in the autumn for them to have the opportunity of running in the Golden Eagle.
Yeah, that's right. Certainly not much to complain about for trainers on this one. It's a pretty big prize money opportunity, as well as the other $2 million races that we've put on. And what I'd love to see is the winner of the Golden Slipper this year, you know, come out and be the first horse that's going to have a chance to win the Golden Slam promotion as well.
Yeah, I love that name, the Golden Slam, the Golden Eagle, the Golden Slipper. It all links into one. Graham, people can access more of it. I know we've discussed it. We broadcast the announcement yesterday live, but people can go to your website and it's all there for them, isn't it?
That's right. On the website, there's a new news item there, which is the official press release. It's about 4 pages long with all the details. It's got our new spring program. It's got the prize money breakup for the Golden Eagle, all the details for the charity contribution. There's plenty of information there just to explain it all, because there is quite a lot to it.
Yeah, there is for sure. Good on you, Graham. Thank you for your time. We're going to talk to some key participants right now to get their reaction to the race. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Cheers.